Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bad Comedy Podcast. So happy to be here on this fine day. I'm Mac Knepper, stand-up comedian, and I'm here with...
Elon Maga.
Doc Maga.
I was born in the Third Reich.
It sounds like Doc Mata. love Elon Musk. That guy is not socially aware.
Yeah. All hail Elon.
Yeah. Right? Our heart goes out to Elon, you know? our hearts all go out to him. Because, I mean, think about how ableist these people are out here calling him a Nazi.
No sensitivity.
It is insane. Autism. Like, yeah, this guy is book smart, but he just like was saying, he was literally throwing his heart out to the crowd.
Uh-huh. And accidentally then, does a gang sign.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like if I was just like peace, but I accidentally have the thumb down, it looks like I'm doing GD.
Yeah. Or you do it backwards with the wrong hand.
Right.
And we're back.
But back to what we were saying. So that'd be wild if, I mean, we could just replace the people in Congress with what their mascot is. So we got one side, it's all elephants.
Yeah.
Or Cinco fans. And then we got one side, it's all donkeys.
We could have like a crows.
Crows.
Yeah.
Well, oh.
Crows before hoes.
This would be kind of cool. This would be a cool painting that I could do. So you have the hawk, the war hawks.
Yeah.
Of the Republican Party and the rhinos, the rhinos, and then you have the elephants, which would be the true Republicans.
Yeah, that'd be a real cool.
Those would be establishment. I don't know what the MAGA ones would be. Just Trumps.
Mm-hmm. Did you see when Andre posted like, does anyone want this painting?
Andre Hashpipe.
Yeah,
I actually hit him up for today. He didn't respond. He's probably in a depressive. State.
I mean, he has those cycles, you know.
Well, is he? I want a manic. I want him to be manic. I want to be bipolar because I want to be manic.
With the ups and downs of being bipolar.
Yeah, I want the ups.
I heard that the ups, it's like it's frustrating because
it's amazing.
Or when you go on your meds, then it's like you don't get the ups.
Yeah,
but it sounds.
But also, you don't get the like suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
From. The downs.
But they said that it's amazing if you're bipolar and when you have the ups because you don't give a fuck about anything and you just do whatever you want.
No, yeah. And you're basically
no
just
consequences.
Like, you're living in a dream.
Yeah.
You're like.
And then people are trying to get you to take your meds.
Yeah.
And you're like.
And you're like, hell no.
No, hell no.
This rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you have to wait till they're depressed and be like, see, this is why we said the meds. Idiot.
You gotta just drug them.
I never know when Andre Hashpipe's in the when he's in the facility or not. So same thing.
He's in or when he's at the skate park.
He's
on the half pipe.
Is he boarded up?
Yeah.
Trump was talking about half pipes the other day.
He was.
Yeah, he's talking about the California half pipes that they have that water can go down.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you got these half pipes, these amazing half pipes that are bone dry. The skaters are going to be pissed when there's water going down that because the skaters are probably using those big half pipes.
Did you see Tony Hawking? There's this video of him talking about when he got this check for like $4 million. And it's like, dude, you are already cool. You don't need to get paid
but
millions
it's,
of dollars.
It's an honor. He'll probably put it towards, you know, his brain damage over the years. Yeah, the one thing about, I like street skaters more. I like the manualing.
Skaters.
Grind, yeah. I think that, I've always thought that was cooler than just going on a fucking half pipe.
Yeah.
Also, you know those big half pipes that, in like California, so Grease was probably based in California. The movie Grease, and that's where they were racing like Grease the Lightning on.
Oh yeah, what a cool scene!
Yeah, and now that you can't race Grease Lightning anymore because
it's like how are we
because they're gonna
to
have water going through those.
Yikes! How are they gonna determine who gets the gale?
What'd you say?
Who wins who the woman?
Who gets Sandra D?
Yeah, you're supposed to like win a cool car race
look at her, Sandra D. She's hot.
Sandra D.
Look at me, I'm Sandra. Oh, but that was a song making fun of her.
No, yeah.
They were bullying her because she wasn't getting pregnant. But then that,
I know.
That what was that girl's
so
name?
So mean.
That girl's name was Rizzo, right?
Frenchie?
No, I think Rizzo. The main mean girl was Rizzo.
Oh.
Yeah, Frenchie was the one, the ginger,
oh,
I think.
Man.
We sound gay knowing this.
No, I was thinking, I am gay in that way. I want to burst out into song half the time, or it's just... I love Greece, and
you
it
don't
brings
like,
me back to my childhood.
But you don't like frolic around or anything, right?
No, but I want to. I want to like
prance,
yeah,
and trot.
I do want to.
Just don't
like,
though.
I'm trying to remember what song was playing last night. I'm just like, I'm so into this and can't even show it.
Yeah. See, because you're...
Look at me, I'm Sandra D. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah.
That's that bitch named Rizzo.
I love it.
Well, she ends up getting pregnant, and everyone laughs at her.
You stupid bitch.
Yeah, shouldn't have made fun of the. Yeah, shouldn't have made fun of the of Sandra D, who got no D.
Trying to take her energy away.
Yeah, and
trying to discredit her.
Yeah. Hey guys, maybe go back to Greece when you're thinking about abortion. See, Rizzo could have aborted that baby, and she didn't.
It's like when I'm sad, I think about my cats. I think about musicals sometimes.
Oh, do you
like one time I
do
lost
you
a bunch of money.
Watch Cats or listen to it?
Yeah, I love Cats, a musical.
Yeah, I told you my aunt was in Cats on Broadway.
Uh huh.
She played like a Jezebel is one of the cat's names.
And see, I'd love to have a sit down conversation with her, talk about what that was like, and maybe watch it with her.
She would hate everything about this podcast because she's the one whose kids are all non-binary or trans.
Oh, wow. So is there a connection to the musicals?
But I love them. I love the New York family of mine. We just don't, align politically.
I want to sit down and watch, what were we going to watch with your pops, maybe, potentially?
Ants.
Yeah,
thing about Ants.
Yeah, we want to watch Ants with your dad.
And then we can afterwards kind of have, like, a conversation. Maybe we'll play, like, we'll play backgammon or something, and we'll kind of talk about
shoot the shit,
play in backgammon, talk about how kind of Ants is really about society.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and
the workers,
and
the soldiers.
Yeah.
And then the despots, the evil kings.
Yeah, and we could talk about also watch Bug's Life after that.
To make you happy.
Double feature.
Yeah, because
bring it back.
Ants is more of a real life thing. Uh-huh. And then Bug's Life is led by another ant, but his name's Flick.
Yeah, so we're thinking just kind of dedicate a whole day to we get to come
ants.
Watch some movies with you and shoot the shit a little bit.
Yeah, and then we could do... We could do a B marathon.
Yeah.
So
might be a triple marathon.
Right. So we'll watch a B movie. We'll watch The Beekeeper with Jason Statham.
Okay, yes.
We'll watch a documentary about bees. About like a National Geographic one about bees, and then a documentary about bees that's like talking about like beekeepers and
or when those Planet Earth videos about bees, or have you seen the prank of the bee prank where you're in an elevator?
Yeah, I love pranks like that.
I don't. I always feel uncomfortable because I think, traumatic for that person.
I think we should take over England as a prank.
That would be funny.
Remember?
We could make their national animal a bee.
Yeah, I think they'd be happy.
Yeah.
We'll
liberate them is what we'll call it.
Do you think that
as a prank?
I wonder if the Canada thing is I wonder if part of Canada will join the U.S. like Alberta because they want to.
I think we really are working on getting Canada.
I think
as
we're
a state.
Actually. Well,
I think we are.
But we don't want Toronto and Montreal. We don't want that.
We don't. Why?
No, because that's like the most liberal, and it's like their California. It's like their L.A.
Yeah, but it's like
where they fix the elections and they do no voter ID so that they can do that.
It's all gonna change.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm down to take just Alberta, which is like the big middle of it.
Yeah.
I guess their country is basically their east is their blue and their left is their red, and then you get a little bit of blue in British Columbia and your California.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid and I started learning about the colors, and I just felt like the blues and purples and indigos, that was kind of my jam.
I liked there was a crayon. Not a crayon. I don't want to get crayoned, but there was a crayon. The flavor of it was Purple Mountain's Majesty.
Wow. And it always stuck in your head.
I was like, that's majestic.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
I love that crayon. And it really was kind of majestic.
Flash forward, the color purple apparently is an Oprah product.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you born?
I'm going to take it back.
Were you born kind of like that?
Yeah, I was born purple.
Why?
Because my dick was wrapped around my neck and it was choking me out. It's like, I don't want it around my neck.
Right. Did you have to get dick shrinking surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I'd imagine.
It took off way too much.
Otherwise, you have to tape it to your leg at least.
Yeah, I actually did have to get surgery on my belly button when I was like 12 days old or something.
Right.
I don't remember it, but it's pretty traumatizing.
I have a similar issue, but it's still a thing. Like, you know, the girls call me tripod.
Yeah.
Because I like can balance on my dick.
Yeah, and then they say that they would call you that because you're always taking pictures of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay.
I do set up a lot of tripods. I set up 4 tripods today. Real tripods.
It's 12 legs. It's even more legs than you want.
That was good. That's some quick math. Are you Rain Man?
Yeah, I can count legs just instantly.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just see 3 groups of 4 legs and or vice versa.
Or 1 group of 8 legs.
Yeah.
I'm talking spider legs, baby.
So we are going to start a GoFundMe to get beekeeper outfits, wooden shoes, and we're going to need more
legs.
Wooden shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
spider legs.
Yeah. First things first, we're going to need at least $5 more than we have.
Yeah. It's not
that
doing
was,
well.
That $5 was sent to us from a merchant of Venice or something. I think.
Yeah. We definitely are going to be promoting that pretty hard soon.
Yeah, so that's kind of important. It's coming soon. Also, I missed the Malort delivery. They were delivering us a bunch of merchandise and bottles, but there was a little note left on the door. We missed you. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking, miss you.
Have you seen the making of that song? And I'm so sorry.
I've seen the music video.
Yeah, there's just some inspirational clips out there that I remember. Tony Hawk getting millions of dollars checks. And then the making of the Blink-182 song.
I mean, that was
and they're just like,
the
song's so good, they're saying, as they're making it.
Fucking, like, bangers. Late 90s was the time to be a kid.
That was the time.
And then 9/11 happened, and we entered the Matrix.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, when I hear music from my childhood like that, I just look back, and it just makes me sad because I just remember I was just isolated. And
like, fight like a brave, don't be a slave.
Or even Grease. I love Grease, and then I think back to my childhood of, why do I love Grease? It was a Stockholder syndrome.
Yeah. My family likes Grease because my mom's side of the family is all in performing arts, which is super gay. And then my dad's family's stoic and cool.
So, yeah, me and your dad need to kick it soon and potentially invite you, I guess.
What the heck?
Yeah, maybe we'll watch movies with you.
Maybe I'll invite you.
Talk about chicks
stocks. Last time Dale wanted to have dinner with me and my dad. My dad said Dale's had enough dinner.
Oh, wow. Taking a cheap shot, I think.
And I told Dale. Ugh. I told Dale that. I said, you've had enough dinner.
I actually believe that this was a real story.
I think my dad didn't actually say that.
Oh, really?
But
you're not sure.
But I told Dale that.
Yeah.
I know for sure I told Dale that. Yeah, I said, you've had enough dinner. And he starts dying laughing.
And I was thinking, like,
also
if
dying
your dad,
in real life.
If your dad said that, it would have been just in confidence. Like, you would assume you would tell him that.
Well,
one
time when Michael Robinson was in my good graces and sober, fuck that guy.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, once upon a time. We went to Fat Poor on Division, and we were eating dinner. And my dad, Dale got brought up, and my dad was just fucking going, just made joke after joke about Dale.
Wow.
It was really
like father,
funny.
Like son.
Yeah. He's a good jokester.
No, but yeah, we were talking about how Mac's dad was basically a visionary with his stock choices. Kind of sus, if you ask me. A little sus.
Well, maybe
a little Nancy Pelosi energy.
He sold off his furniture, so it'd be tough to kind of see how he got this insider information.
Finds a little chump change in there. So let's gamble on Amazon.
Yeah, so
50 years ago.
For some background here, my dad,
he was a Rain Man.
He put a bunch of money in Amazon when they were selling books, and in Apple when they basically just had like the little computer with the screen.
Yeah,
it was like the same thing as like one of those gateway computers. And then he put a bunch in Apple, Amazon, Google, and Chipotle.
Little sus.
And then at the IPO of Facebook, he invested in it, and then it shot up like a rocket.
We are hoping to shoot the shit with his dad soon, and just we'll probably have him review some stocks we're considering.
Yeah, well,
see what he thinks. I'm trying to get a long hold on Enron.
Enron.
I bought a lot of Enron.
Yeah, I'm thinking Trump University.
Trying to buy it low.
I'm thinking Trump University.
Get some Trump U stock.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can go back to school.
Yeah.
Get another degree.
BlackRock, that's racist.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Crack cocaine?
Black?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, rock? Are you crack rock?
So I think that they actually, yeah, maybe they put it in the neighborhoods to get people hooked on it.
Well, we know for a fact the CIA did that.
Maybe.
To fund the Venezuelans.
Yeah, but it's like, why'd they do it exactly? So there's always a justification.
The Nicaraguans, I believe. If you say Nicaragua the wrong way, it can go wrong, right?
We're trying to be level five, Mac. I think we've matured as comedians.
What? I'm saying the country of Nicaragua.
Yeah.
If you say it the wrong way, then you might get yourself in a little bit of trouble.
I don't want to sound like Cumtown here, you know?
What?
Just we don't need to rip ourselves off from. We're mature comedians now.
I mean, we're
not going to be going for these cheap laughs anymore.
We're the top comics.
We're not the top podcast anymore.
Yeah, we are.
I'm depressed about it. I decided.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no voter ID.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't even have a Patreon. Diego and the other guy that have sex, that podcast has one patron.
Wow, it's us.
We're the number one.
It was us.
No, yeah.
I don't know, folks. Show us some love. Remind me that you listen.
Yeah, please go to patreon.com/badcomedy because right now the money Dylan's putting out there is all we have left. And
it's copy money.
We just moved back to our Chicago studio because our LA studio burned down, as you know. We're trying to settle in here, but we need your funds. We got the crew back here working their butts off. And quite frankly, they really need the help.
And we really appreciate you guys working so goddamn hard after, I don't mean to cuss, but just week after week, you guys are working super hard and for very little reward sometimes. It's not always rewarding.
Right.
And then we kind of just come in here and do our thing and kind of
own
the space and then leave, and you got a bunch of cleaning up to do.
And they come here an hour early, leave here an hour late. Uh-huh. They have to be flexible with our time.
Yep.
And then they, you know, edit the videos. Our videos, we edited heavily before we put them out to make sure we had the top quality content, mostly on the guest episodes. Those are the good ones.
Then we come in here and complain and then kind of cash in on it and we just really appreciate it. So just, you're working super hard and we appreciate it.
Dylan, I was trying to find the guest episodes. Where do you find those?
So you can find them on the Patreon Bad Comedy Podcast.
Oh, is that patreon.com/badcomedy?
Yeah. It's also an app. Like, you just got to get the app you've never used before. Oh, it's that simple.
I think and for you old folks, you can do it on your old computer right in front of you.
Yeah, just have someone young help you if you need help.
Yeah, and if you don't have any young people around, call us.
Yeah, we're pretty pretty young.
Call us at 911.
We have underdeveloped.
Right. Call 911 and ask for Bad Comedy Podcast.
It's an emergency.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a comedy emergency.
You know what I haven't taken an emergency in a while. You know that stuff you put in the water?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You could take it. You don't need to be dying.
Yeah. Well, I also take it. I mean, I take a good amount of vitamin C every day, but I kind of like that rush of vitamin C. You know?
The citrus.
I also love, what's that orange? It's kind of like that one kind of.
Adderall.
Not high C. It's a different one. The best one. It's not Taz or whatever. Or the monkey.
Zycam.
It's not the monkey one.
Tang.
It's not Tang.
I love the Tang commercials. The monkeys surfing. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Aunt Jemima.
Rest in power.
Ben Rice.
Rest in power.
Uncle. My name is Uncle Ben Rice.
Rest in rice.
Uncle Ben. Uh-huh. They should put an Asian Uncle Ben in there. Or Uncle Chen.
Yeah. Buy rice.
Buy rice right here.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you want the expert, right? Yeah. You want the long-standing tradition.
Right. If I'm buying rice and I'm walking down the aisle of Jewel, mm-hmm. you know, I'm gonna buy the one where I see the Chinese guy with the rice hat on mm-hmm. because that's the guy who farms at the rice paddy.
And if I can't find it in the store, I'll ask someone like, yeah. "Where's the? Well, you guys have a guy with like a big hat?"
I'll ask the first Chinese person I find.
You know? Where's the rice here?
Yeah. Do you know you help find the rice? That's good.
Yeah, that was really good.
We got a lot of Chinese. China's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, China, right?
Yeah, they're always really secretive. Like they cut like cables under the ocean.
They're just like, let me just set up shop.
Yeah,
right here. We just want to open a laundromat.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're just gonna
the other side of the world.
We're just gonna buy like farmland surrounding all your nuclear plants, but it's for farming.
We're like, wow. They're just trying to grow some rice.
Yeah. So we're just hanging out by the Panama Canal. It's no big deal. We're just trying to, you know, it's good rice farming over here. You know?
Yeah. It's like, we're just going to build Chinatown right around your town.
Mm-hmm.
Just call it Chinatown. Don't worry about it.
You know the U.S. made Panama a country?
Well, I thought
we took it from Colombia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So not only do we take it from there, we built the Panama Canal. That's ours.
We built Panama is a great song.
We made Panama. Yeah, they have to be our puppets. Sorry.
Can we change the name of the Panama to America?
Yeah, we
America.
Should.
America.
How about Pan America?
I always wanted to win the Pan Ams as a wrestler, but I was not even close ever to qualifying. Even
that's kind of
that sounds cool.
It's kind of weird.
The Pan Ams
is that in wrestling? Mm-hmm. It's weird how those ideologies really broke in so early to even wrestling, a very man career. You got what was that called? Pan
the Pan Ams,
Pan Am, pansexual Ams,
pansexual and then there's Americans,
Trans Ams. Mm-hmm. That's you know
racing.
Right. It's you know, all this stuff slowly creeped its way into all of our institutions, and I love it. I voted for Kamala Harris.
So did Putin.
Mainly for Tim Walz.
So Tim Walz, he sometimes does a double Nazi salute.
Yeah, he does a lot of those.
Gotta watch out.
AOC, too.
Do they cancel out?
And also, they don't have Asperger's, so they don't have an excuse.
No excuse, but he might say he does.
Who? Well,
he might say that he had Asperger's.
Tim Walz, no, he's just really gay.
So we need to learn how to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
We need to learn how to riff about people not being gay and being a certain race. I think that we could do it.
Be a certain race?
I think. See, that was good. I like that. We don't want to be racist.
Well, what do you want to talk about, Dylan?
So it's just kind of
Bill Maher. Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. And then he can't go in any direction about his sexuality.
Bill Maher is pissed at Gavin Grusom.
Gavin Grusom.
He's been going off on him.
What's he been saying? Do his voice, if you don't mind.
He went off on Karen Bass hard, too. He was like, and Karen Bass is, and L.A.'s mayor Karen Bass, the new Nero, because Nero burnt down his city so that he could build a bigger castle.
Oh, that's...
He was like, the modern-day Nero playing her fiddle while the city burns. Well, they don't let down any of the water. Where's the water, Gavin?
Where's the water, Gavin?
And then Trump went down there to talk to them. Mm-hmm. He had a stern talking to him.
Sometimes all you need is someone to just be a little stern.
And then he went to North Carolina first.
Slap on the wrist.
I'm happy he went to North Carolina first because they just got forgotten about.
Where's the water, Gavin? That was a big blunder. Like, FEMA, you need water at that time.
What'd you say?
That was a pretty big blunder. You kind of need water to put out the fires.
Yeah, and the main reservoir was empty for the city.
Of course, just you don't want to mess up at your job, but especially not that job.
Right, and then I think Trump was saying like you really don't even need these reservoirs if you have the water coming down. You don't need to just keep rainwater in these things. Uh-huh. You know, you can have, like, good farmland.
People say, don't drink the water in this town. It has E. coli. And
you can use your half pipes.
She has no teeth.
He said you can use your half pipes. I'm sure that's going to get him a lot of skateboarder vote.
Yeah, so maybe the...
Or they can surf on the...
Skate or die.
They could surf. The surfers can surf on the water coming down that half pipe. It'd be like a water half pipe. That's sick.
That would be cool. I saw Mark Zuckerberg posted himself surfing.
Did he have a bunch of sunscreen on his nose?
I think he's still alive, yeah.
So he
survived somehow.
He's trying to be cool now. He's not cool. Sorry, Zuck. You're not cool.
Well, yes, I thought about this.
Yeah, no.
I thought about how would I be cool?
No.
This guy is something else.
Somebody was talking about him who's also in the tech world, and they were just saying he loves the Roman Empire, and he kind of sees the meta universe as his Roman Empire. Wow. So the haircut he had for a while was like a Augustus Caesar style haircut from the paintings.
Mm. He or like little Caesars.
So he has like some kind of emperor complex. Uh-huh. But too bad, Zuck, you got to bow down to Emperor Trump. We're dissolving the Senate. We're dissolving the whole Congress, crowning Trump. And that we're gonna prove the news right that he's a dictator.
Must have been fake when I thought that Trump had a mullet. Or had a cool like third grader haircut for a second.
I think he just got a trim.
It was so cool looking.
I got lined up today.
You got lined up?
Yeah, I got. No.
He's got the widow's peak.
Like other people do this.
Yeah. Like the Rizzler.
I haven't watched the Rizzler stuff, but I just hear about it.
I saw the Rizzler was the guest of honor at this Rutgers. Like,
all I hear is Tim Dillon talking about him. Is he just a fat kid who eats food and the whole family does?
Yeah. There's like, he's not in that family, but there's this other, there's a dad and son that grew up with him.
Mm.
And it's freaky.
Yeah, and then Tim Dillon talks about how they're just satanic.
Yeah. He's like, they're a specific kind of demon.
I want to become a pilot so I can be one of those, get one of those planes that picks up water and dumps, you pick it up from the ocean. But I just dip it down.
I would just like to fly it around and misquote my quota.
Yeah, or just like as a prank, you just, there's not a fire going on, you just fill it with hundreds of gallons
gasoline.
Of water.
Gasoline.
And then you just, yeah.
Oh, I thought we needed gasoline in
here.
Oh,
yeah, my bad.
I filled up the tank.
You know, it's illegal in California to, or in the U.S. to, I guess, once you fill up those things, those planes, you can put like certain flame retardants in them, and it's illegal. Like, I guess it's like 10 times more effective for putting out fires.
Wow, it's illegal.
But it's illegal to do that. to stop a wildfire.
I like regulations. And
yeah, it makes sense to overregulate. Mm-hmm. That's why I love Gavin Newsom and his cum hair.
No, that was a funny video of him, like, the impression of him where he's just like...
Yeah. That's one of the guys, the guy in that video was one of the guys from PBD podcast, Patrick Bed David. That's a good one.
Oh, that guy is just so extreme.
Yeah, but his he's got a good squad on his podcast, three other guys.
He's just like, let me just try to interview all the top names and just get some content going.
Yeah.
He knows content is money.
Yeah. No, that guy is...
Hopefully.
That guy's a true businessman.
So,
but he's also from Iran originally, so we got to watch out for him.
No,
just like Jerry and Sahar.
Yeah, there's definitely a royalty, and it seems not very American. Even Elon is African American. Jeff Bezos, who knows? He's going to space now, and then Mark Zuckerberg is definitely
didn't
an
Jeff
alien,
Bezos stop his program or
Mark
or
Cuban's Cuban
or he combined it with Elon's or something?
No, it just maybe he I think used a similar technology.
No, I think, but I think he stopped pursuing a separate competing
really?
Thing. Yeah,
I don't think so.
And then put the resources towards SpaceX.
No,
I think so.
No,
we'll look it up. Before the special guest episode, we got a huge guest coming on. By the way, folks, on the real
huge.
Episode,
huge, not physically, but the idea of them.
Mm. See, all this. You see this glacier right here.
Mm-hmm.
When this melts,
yeah,
from up in above Canada and everything, all that water can go down in California.
I'm always worried about when I drink a beer now, if it's not changing color, it's not cold enough, or
yeah,
it's like I buy the laundry detergent because it looks like a mountain on the front. I think that'd be cool to smell like a mountain, and then it doesn't.
Yeah, Coors Light doesn't. Coors Light never tastes like a mountain.
Yeah,
there's always mountains on it.
I want to live in the mountains. I want to disconnect, live off the grid.
You want to, yeah,
be one with the Coors.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, just start hunting and have no experience. And
yeah, and drinking Coors.
Making furs of the squirrels and mm-hmm. the different critters.
And you'd meet some other...
capture.
You'd meet some other wanderers uh-huh. on the road, and they'd be like, so what brought you is... why'd you become a rambler like me? And then you'd be like, I want a uh-huh. Coors Light.
And then they just get pelted with my spear. You fool.
Yeah.
How could you trust me in this wilderness?
You should. I want to build a giant treehouse like that. Did you watch that Netflix thing of that bank robber? Mm-mm. Really?
No.
He lived in a big ass treehouse.
That's how you hid.
And then they would rob a bunch of banks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He kept the money in the treehouse.
I don't know. I think so. Yeah. It was like a really big treehouse in L.A. area.
I guess money does grow on trees. We're working on our Elon laugh impression, and it was giving us a headache last mm-hmm. week.
I think we need to send people to the... We need to be one with the stars. I would enter a star mm-hmm. and be burned alive.
Yeah, he's like, we want to be one with the stars, but it's like the only one close to us is the sun.
It's pretty close. Like it warms us. Do you think? I think when Elon is like on his deathbed, he's gonna be like, "Push me in. I want to be pushed into the sun. I mm-hmm. want to be
right off into the sun.
I want to be eviscerated into the sun."
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll have a. It'll be a Tesla spaceship. He'll have it just auto fly towards the sun.
I think he wants to die on Mars. Just think, okay.
Mars like kind of sucks.
Yeah, Mars is
like...
It says it's a fixer-upper.
Definitely a fixer-upper. It's like... Mars is like...
Pretty lazy.
Almost as bad as California right now.
How about we buy another one?
Remember when, like, hundreds of people died in North Carolina and then FEMA didn't help? Everyone forgot about that.
Yeah. It'd be cool to abolish FEMA.
That's what Trump's saying now.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Give the money to the states. That makes more sense than neighboring states can help.
Well, it's just like if you suck at your job, you got to get fired. If you don't help.
All that does is add to the bureaucracy. And also states know their state better, too.
But I like bureaucracy.
I like idiocracy.
Thanks, bureaucracy.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying we're going to an idiocracy.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's a good movie.
And that's a good movie. Yeah, but at the same time, the people that are arguing that are also putting housing above Costco's, which is literally in idiocracy, it's exactly what's in it.
Is it? Wow. Yeah. Drink to that. Sometimes.
Holla Costco. Mm-hmm.
This is just groundbreaking content, folks.
It is breaking
ground on Mars, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, we're just waiting until the next episode. It's a good one, so stay tuned.
This one, we're kind of phoning it in.
Yeah, the other one's at patreon.com/badcomedy.
Can't be on every time.
Yeah. I do want to say one thing about the burdock root.
Let's hear it.
Well, if you go to, I got this new really good supplement. I got actually two bottles of supplements, and they're really good. So I'm almost done with my 30-day cleanse that I got from the alexjonesstore.com/badcomedy, and I feel like a rock star.
Wow.
My gut, my tummy feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you can get the ultimate turmeric. That makes your joints and bones and everything. It's got black pepper and cinnamon bark or something.
Oh, wow.
And then,
full of spice of life.
The best one, this is a bestseller, folks, at the alexjonesstore.com/badcomedy, the ultimate sea moss. Yeah. And let me tell you, folks, this has got the best iodine. It's got burdock root. It's got, the other thing, and it makes all your glands feel amazing. Your skin glows like it's it makes your skin actually glow, which is kind of, you look like a mutant. So go get that, and I got a bunch of good cool stuff you can buy.
Yeah, that's cool.
But patreon.com/badcomedy. Next week,
if there's ever been an advertisement for this show, it's this episode.
Yeah, these episodes are advertisements. Like, how do you guys not get that?
It's like a reverse advertisement. It's like, I feel so unsatisfied that I have to buy more now.
Yeah.
And just to make up for this hole in my being.
Even if you guys don't plan on listening to most of the episodes, it's $3.99 because I keep forgetting to raise the price. And we have to pay 30% more in fees now because of Apple. Fuck Steve Apple.
It's time to stop phoning it in.
It's time for the audience, stop phoning it in. Step up. Step up, folks. Just put your money where your mouth is and support us, okay?
Can we make thumbnails again? By we, I mean you.
I've been making thumbnails.
You have been?
For the public episodes.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I made one of them kind of late, but I made two pretty good ones.
Like, remember when you made the Beatles one? Iconic.
Yeah, yeah. No, I made a good one. One was Gavin Newsom, and one was 9/11 as an outside job.
Oh, wow. You gotta post those.
Yeah, I'll post them.
Gram.
Yeah. I made one of them kind of late, but yeah, I can just post the thumbnails on the gram, tell people to check it out, get a little more traction.
I feel like the guest episodes would be like a highlight of us. They get to be one of the Beatles, or they get to be... They're holding the gun, and everyone gets to see him holding that gun.
Yeah. Well, one thing people may not realize is when they join the Patreon, they're a part of an army, and
like an actual militia.
Yeah. A militia of comedy.
Like a literal, like...
And actually, yeah, guns. like one that is in the South and has a bunker.
And we have an objective, big beards, and a manifesto. Hierarchy.
You know what's... Women are so dumb, they can't even make a woman manifesto. Only men can do that.
I don't know if I condone that. I think women are actually just better at keeping their plans secret.
I've never seen a woman manifesto in my whole life.
Exactly. And you think that means it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's probably in the back of their head.
Yeah. In their hive mind. You guys ever see like a...
Women have a bunch of passive-aggressive things. It's like they have a huge area in their brain for passive-aggressive things to bring out and for comebacks to people.
And they still don't use 90% of it.
Yeah. And well, then they say stuff like months later as a comeback.
That's awesome. Woman brain is a...
It's a disease for men, if men have it.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. We actually have a friend who has it.
I think women are stoic as hell.
Stoic?
Yeah.
Mostly
not. Cucks. Women actually are cucks a lot of the time. They're not as jealous, and they're just like, don't. I think they're so used to guys being into multiple women that they're just like way more stoic about like.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think most women. I think so. No, I think most women are. Definitely more jealous and just all the emotions.
You ever think it's weird when you see a homeless person with the shopping cart? I'm thinking, how can you buy anything?
Yeah, right.
What'd you buy there?
Yeah, what were you shopping for?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like
a single boot.
I always call the cops. I say someone has stolen a shopping cart. He didn't build that.
Yeah. Well, they're only 25 cents at Aldi. It's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm. I love the barbershop I go to. It's like 30 barbers.
Uh-huh.
They're all definitely illegal immigrants, but I'm not going to tell Tom Holman about it because I want to get my haircuts there.
Uh-huh.
That's
where you got lined up?
Yeah, that's where I got lined up. It's $25. They do the beard and the hair. And
they call you Machete.
They call me Machete.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen, hopefully they don't have any... because right now they're doing the sweep of the worst first. So they're getting the murderers and the rapists out first. But if you're an illegal immigrant around one of them, you get arrested as collateral. So I hope that there's not a bad guy in there.
Yeah, and it's just like it sucks if they are really good. They gave that life up and now they're just a good barber. They might be able to give you the fade.
Yeah. I mean, eventually they're going to really get deported. Really good fade. Yeah, that place is going to get closed down. So I'll have to go back to Sports Cliffs where they have legal immigrants.
Yeah, but it's like an intern.
No, the one I go to, they have like Mexican moms. They have that like mom feeling.
Uh-huh.
Like I like them like more than my, more than my mom. But
there's
like,
one lady.
They have mamacitas there.
Yeah.
They're so caring.
Yeah, there's this one lady who just understood how my head was shaped, and she somehow magically gave me a good haircut.
Well,
this
like
is when my hair was already gone.
She didn't take a golf ball, she noticed.
Yeah, but it's like she still was able to just use the shape of it and create optical illusions.
You ever go to the barber, and then they just like do like one buzz, and they're like, all right, you're good. Or they just like shave, they just put like this...
They're just confused. Yeah,
they just rub aftershave on your head. They're like, all right, you're done.
They just start with the like massage thing at the end or whatever.
You know what I do?
I
do
shampoo.
I put on aftershave first.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And after. They actually call it pre-shave. How about that?
Someone needs to check on our guests right now.
Hold on. I got a good idea, a good prank.
Yeah.
We call ICE on, let's see, Ken Fluoride.
No, not Ken. Do it on like a Ken copycat.
Oh no. Ooh. You know who I kind of want to get out of here? He's a Mexican guy. He's a comic, kind of short. His Edgar haircut. He's on the scene a decent amount. He's been around for a while. Noah Gonzalez. Yeah, he looks like the plant Edgar.
Oh, we should call someone as a prank, but our phones are being used and people don't pick up our calls anyways.
Yeah, they do.
No. They don't usually.
Well, John Hickok doesn't because he knows he's when it's Saturday. if he doesn't want to be a guest to speak, then he won't pick up. He'll pick up Harold's call, probably.
Exactly. We need to use Harold as a Trojan horse.
Hark the Herald, angels sing.
What is that?
Hark the Herald, angels sing.
Is that from church?
Glory to the newborn king. Yeah, it's a Christmas church song. What do you like more, church or state?
You know, I like them combined together most.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you shouldn't separate them. It should be like Iran, where church is the state.
I just didn't think it made sense. Like, yeah, maybe our country was run by literal demons for a while. Maybe you do need to bring back some Christian values. But then I think, I don't know, combining church and state seems like not a good idea.
Well, it's not combining literal stuff like that.
Kind of is.
But
and then it's also
most of our laws and ideas are just, I mean, based on religion across the board.
I heard it was like religious freedom was like what we wanted or part
of.
Yeah. But then I also heard that, is it true that it was like right when like Britain like outlawed slavery, that's when we were like, no, we need to be independent now. Yikes.
No.
Blah, 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 blah. Sing another church song.
Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord?
What about birthright citizenship?
Lord the Singer. I made a song about.
Oh yeah.
Something that had to do with the California fires, for sure.
It was really good. It was in our text message.
Yeah. We do voice memos back and forth. It was.
I think that if you're Mexican and born here, you should be a citizen.
And we're going to drill oil. It's a golden age. Something like that. And then Adele this is Gavin Gruesome as Adele, and he's like, and I set fire to LA, watched it burn up the Palisades, and it burned, and I laughed, and they cried, and I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Hey.
See, it's like that's the gay part of me is I want to say like I want to start yelling like Adele.
Where does Gavin Newsom get all his?
Like LA. Watch it burn.
You know, I think he probably had the reservoir filled with hair gel.
I miss hair gel.
I mean, Gavin Newsom with that amount of hair gel, you could have at least a whole reservoir.
In the good old days, I used to have the spiky haircut. Or I would have my hair spiked, my shit ton of gel, go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're kind of like Tim Pool. More like Tim Hot Tub.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just a different kind of type of pool.
Yeah.
It's kind of better. Hot tub. Tim Hot Spring.
No matter what. Like, just discredit people, just change their name to another, the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to call you just Tim Pool, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's the...
Tim Hot Tub.
He's the beanie guy, so yeah. I wonder, does he have hair, you think?
No. He just has Russian influence.
Is that a real thing, or is that what they just say about everybody that's right-wing?
No, I think there's, like, proof of him getting money from some...
I highly doubt that.
I don't know.
It happens to be that anybody that is right wing or in Trump's orbit happens to be either a rapist or they have Russian influence.
I mean, there's got to be some people that just get bought.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But it's mostly by Israel or the military industrial complex or big pharma. Oh, man.
Israel would have to pay me so much. I don't think they could.
Yeah. No, I'd go in there like Matt Gaetz.
I don't know if. Luckily, no one will ever need to buy my opinion.
Just kidding. I'd take the money for sure. I would. They could. I would take all the lobbies, big pharma, big military industrial complex. Count me in. Put me on the financial board. You know, so we can secretly see what we're gonna make laws. mm-hmm. that affect the financial markets. I'm going to tell my wife to make the trades.
It's tough. You have a family to feed. You have your plants.
Yeah. I got Edgar, my plant. I got my I got a
your dog
I got
my for today.
My daughter, Ashley. Uh-huh. I have the daughter, Mary-Kate.
You want to buy your mom a house?
In the hills. Mm-hmm. Not in the hills of California. Mm-hmm. Not in the hills of North Carolina either. What hill?
The hills.
The hill to die on. I'm going to buy my mom a hill to die on. I think by the time I have enough money to...
Ice.
By the time I have enough money to buy my mom a house in the hills, uh-huh. she'll probably be like old enough to be dying soon.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna build her a house to die on, a hill to die on a hill to die on, a house on a hill to die on.
Well, maybe cost of your career, but it'd be worth it.
Maybe a hill that has eyes.
Yeah. Or ice.
Ice. Ice is out there. Whenever I.
We do need to get someone deported as a prank, but I don't know who. It's like we can get
Hector from.
He might already get deported.
Yeah, he's gonna.
Let's get someone that's not Mexican.
Okay, Haitian. Ooh,
who could pass?
Wait. There's a Haitian guy. We could probably get deported. I think he's a comic. What about Julia Stoyanovska? Do you think she's...
No, we're not going to deport her. She's dealt with enough.
What is she?
There are some.
She's not Russian or Ukrainian, right? She's a different one?
She's whatever, man. She can pull them all
no
off.
One gives a shit what Bosnia and Serbia and Herzegovina is or any of those places.
We just love the accent, you know?
Yeah. I am from Serbia. And I hate Bosnia. And the Bosnians are like, I'm from Bosnia and I hate Serbia.
These places, and you zoom out and it's like, no, you're in the same group.
Yeah. Well, that's because people always want to divide and conquer. I just want Trump and Putin to become best friends. I mean.
They're on their way.
Yeah. I want them to.
Unlikely friendships are maybe the best.
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to see a video of them holding hands and prancing around.
We should make like an AI video of like
it's too
Adam
hard.
And Steve or like Blake.
It's too hard
Blake
to do like
and
videos.
Simpsons.
Because like I see these cool videos that they get made of like
Obama making out with Trump or something.
Or there's like videos. There's a song in the background, and these different politicians are playing musical instruments. You probably see them too on X, but those are made by like experts.
But then they still have, I think that the hands with AI can't make hands right.
I don't know.
I think that that's them just pretending to suck.
I made a picture of John Bolton crying because he lost his Secret Service.
Wow. Is John Bolton the one with really good at the sax?
No, that's Bill Clinton.
Isn't there like a sax person, John Bolton?
Saxophone? I don't think so. I think he's a carpenter. He likes bolts.
Oh yeah.
He's got a big mustache, and Donald Trump always makes fun of him. He'd be like, yeah. Oh, folks, we got a guest coming in.
Huge guest.
Just in time. Okay, we'll do plugs in post. Love you guys. We'll talk to you in a second.
Peace.